In a news update for the Saturday early morning transmission edition for July the 6th, 2022. Let's get to it, folks, and finish up with yesterday's show today. Then we'll go to the war room and back to Alex Jones.
Denmark says
that there's Paul Joseph Watts finishing up the last few minutes of his program.
Or only 30% of communities, in fact, can be non-Western. The clear majority, 70%, need to be Westerners living in each of those individual communities. Well, Sweden has suggested they're going to implement that to a lesser extent. They're saying a minimum of 50% of residents of any area would have to be Swedish or from Denmark, Iceland, Finland, or Norway. This, of course, is after the Swedish Prime Minister, a left-wing feminist, came out and said that mass migration had utterly failed. So a lot of good news across Europe. War Room is next. That's going to wrap it up. Summit.news.
That's right. The War Room's coming up. Thanks a lot,
Paul.
Do
you experience fatigue when you know you should?
Ladies and gentlemen, today is a major turning point in the political paradigm shift that has happened in the West that used to value individualism, freedom, prosperity, life, tradition, creation, and we now pivot into a dystopian Western world that values oppression, stopping the force of humanity, depopulation, Satanism, anti-life, anti-freedom, anti-truth. But the important turning point, the important page that we turn today is that now the American left, the liberal, progressive, Democrat left in America has now taken off the mask. They now know they're the bad guys. They have now accepted their role as the bad guys, and they are now embracing it wholly. And so that is the point we're at now in human history. They no longer, at least internally, think they're the good guys. They now know they're the bad guys, and they're bragging about it. Here's a few examples. Avery Travis is one of the local reporters reporting on the Jones case. The plaintiff's lawyers today say that the jury has two tasks. One is to punish Jones, to punish Alex Jones.
For what?
It's not about making it right for the Sandy Hook parents. It's about punishing Alex Jones. Says that right in front of the judge and jury. The mask is off. And then two, to deter others who might want to step into his shoes. Oh, like who? To deter others, to punish Alex Jones and to make an example of Alex Jones is what this is about. Not justice for the parents of the Sandy Hook victims, not their plaintiffs. This is about destroying Alex Jones and destroying the next Alex Jones. Folks, they're admitting it in front of judge and jury. The mask is off. Here's another one. Ron Filipowski, big liberal leftist on Twitter. The reason why so many right-wing podcaster conspiracy theorists are so upset about the Alex Jones case is that it has set an amazing precedent to make them next. The mask is off. They're accepting their role. They're the bad guys. They're the tyrants. They're the destroyers of civilization. They're the authoritarians. They're the totalitarians. They're coming. They're here. But okay, let's talk about that precedent for Alex Jones. Here's Albert Bleh, the CEO of Pfizer. Here he was in April of last year on Twitter saying that his, Pfizer's, COVID-19 vaccine was 100% effective right there. 100% effective. Give me a dot cam if you can, guys. And then they sold billions of these vaccines, saying it would stop COVID after Buddha said it was 100% effective. Well, now we know it's not. Biden just tested positive for like the 10th straight day for COVID. He's got four vaccines. Everyone that's gotten the vaccine is getting sick. What about that lie that caused so many millions of people to go take an experimental injection with so many hundreds of thousands now having awful, horrific side effects? But it's not just there, folks. The mask is off. We saw what they did to children at pride parades. Now, liberals are taking children to strip clubs and gay bars and treating them like strippers, and now they set up stripper poles in the middle of the streets. Not even kidding you. Here's the video, liberals, gay pride, setting up stripper poles for kids in the middle of the street. And it's a dude in his underwear teaching kids in Pennsylvania, the Pennsylvania Pride group with half-naked women behind him, teaching him how to ride a stripper pole. Folks, I'm telling you, this is a turning point in American history right here. The mask is off. The left has accepted their role, but of course they have accepted their role. Look at the biggest mass murderers in human history. Mao Zedong, a communist. Adolf Hitler, a socialist. They're here. It's the left. They're the murderers of civilization. This is the InfoWars War Room, brought to you by InfoWarsStore.com. And I have to tell you, today's broadcast is going to be a great one. Now, I am live in studio right now, but Clay Clark is about to take over with so many great guests that it's going to be a great transmission. Now, obviously, with all of the legal stuff that's been developing here in the last couple weeks, I've been doing double duty. I've been kind of on call to fill in for the Alex Jones show. It's kind of been a working operation. But we wanted to make sure that the content didn't suffer, and so that's why we asked Clay to host today, and he just got an incredible list of guests that is going to be joining him as well. So I'm looking forward to it. Now, having said that, I'm going to be floating around here taking care of some stuff. Alex Jones is still floating around here taking care of some stuff. So there might be a pop-in at any given time, but I want to hand the baton to Clay Clark now, and I want to thank Clay for hosting for me and just for being such a staunch supporter of myself and InfoWars and Alex Jones over the years. Despite all the attacks against him, Clay was still willing to stick his neck out for us here and to host the War Room on so many different occasions. So I hand the baton to Clay Clark. I just got to say,
end of the week, I will be back Sunday. I was supposed to be taking a vacation the next 10 days. It's probably just going to get canceled. It's just how it goes here. So I will be back Sunday, and I'm going to do a lot of news Sunday. But for now, it's the great Clay Clark, and ladies and gentlemen, he'll
coming up today. In fact, you might see one with him right now.
Hey, well, General Flynn and Peter Navarro, welcome on to the Owen Schroyer and Alex Jones show. Gentlemen, I appreciate you being here.
What up, my brothers?
Hey, when I heard that Alex was being persecuted, and I thought that I heard of Owen being persecuted, I thought, why don't we have the Persecuted Patriots show? And to my right here, I have Dr. Jim Meehan. He's guilty of treating 10,000 COVID-19 patients in Tulsa with how many deaths, sir?
Zero deaths.
Zero deaths. We've got General Michael Flynn, who's guilty of standing up for the truth. And then this is Peter Navarro, continues to be guilty of standing up for his rights. So I'm going to start with you, Peter Navarro. Sir, for anybody out there that doesn't maybe know your background, what exactly was your role when working with President Donald J. Trump and the Trump administration?
Hey, Clay, great to be with you, and honored to be with the rest of these folks, especially, and no offense to anybody else, but being with Mike Flynn, it's been many, many years since Mike and I were back at Trump Tower during the transition after the boss won in 2016. And we had really great plans to get tough on China and for the administration. And it was a real tragedy for this American Republic, for the FBI and the Justice Department to do unfairly what they did to Mike. So I'm glad to see that he has rebounded smartly. He's a warrior, and I'm glad to be here. So I'm only one of three. This is an interesting stat. I'm only one of three people who were senior advisors in the Trump White House who was with the boss all the way from the Trump Tower campaign in 2016 to the end of what we like to call the first term. And I was kind of the blue collar lunch pail guy. I was the tip of the spear for creating blue collar manufacturing jobs by bringing back our manufacturing onshore to basically creating the kind of manufacturing that we'd shipped off to Mexico, the communist China, to Europe and elsewhere. And then when the pandemic rolled along, in 2020, January 2020, I was literally one of the first people in the White House to recognize the situation we were in. I had an epic throwdown with Fauci in the Situation Room that time.
Amen.
He was a liar then, he's a liar now. And I think it's fair to say, and I say this humbly, that over the course of those 4 years, I helped create hundreds of thousands of manufacturing jobs and helped the boss save millions of lives worldwide. And it's, you know, today I stand before you. I got always with a sense of humor behind me, my background, if people can see this in the show, that's actually the Department of Injustice behind me, literally across the street from me, as is the FBI. And because of my my duty to the Commander-in-Chief and the Constitution, I find myself at loggerheads with those two institutions right now. And the big news for me is the Taking Back Trump's America book, which is coming out in September. It's basically the blueprint and the battle cry for taking back not just the White House from Trump, but taking the House of Representatives back from the clutches of the radical Nancy Pelosi. So Taking Back Trump's America is my mission now, to get that out to your audience and the American public so that we can basically have a chance, Clay, to rescue our economy from the worst crisis since the 1970s, and to rescue our national security from the fecklessness of the Biden regime.
Now, Peter, when President Trump does come back, I have no doubt that you three will somehow be working with President Trump again. I really do believe that's going to happen. And we have Mike Lindell here, who President Trump says is America's best advertisement buyer. He always says this is the best ad buyer in America. He's also passionate about exposing election fraud, joining us. Mike, we know that you three are going to somehow be in that White House serving once President Trump gets back. What do you think everybody in America needs to know right now as people are being discouraged and demoralized? What would you like to say? What kind of encouragement do you want to share with the listeners, Mike?
Well, the same thing I did on the stage here at CPAC this morning. Everybody, we've got all the tools you need to watch. The August 20th and 21st is called the Moment of Truth Summit. It'll be live streamed at Frank's Speech for 48 hours straight. This will change our country forever. It's awesome. If you don't watch, that's the only way this doesn't work. And we've got so many great things. All 50 states, Clay, are going to be up on stage in alphabetical order. We're going to have the trial of the machines on the 21st. We have Laura Logan's movie. Her movie selection code, it was going to go into theater, but we're going to just put it live stream and premiere free to the world that night. And I want to say before we go further, I'm so happy they keep stealing elections or trying to with these machines. Look at Carrie Lake. Boy, wasn't that like a rerun. Okay, everybody, Carrie's up now by 12,000 votes. Let's shut her down. We got to do a recount here in Maricopa.
Now, General Flynn, it's been described to me by people very close to President Trump that you were going to be Trump's right-hand man and Peter was going to be his left or some combination there, but you two were supposed to be in there together really fighting against the deep state. So you're seeing Alex Jones being persecuted, Owen Schroyer. General Flynn, what would you like to say to anybody out there that's a loyal listener to Alex and Owen Schroyer right there? What do you want to say out there to encourage everybody out there who's, you know, seeing one of their heroes being destroyed right now or attacked?
Yeah, let me jump on a couple of things. Number one, I just think that everything that is happening in our country right now is a total assault on our values. What is taking place in the world of sort of conservative media to shut down, cancel, is just outrageous. But let me go back a little bit, because Peter Navarro, I think, you know, it's tough to talk about yourself, first of all. And I'm going to talk a little bit about Peter. And I also want to give Mike Lindell a shout out for a lot of things, because, you know, we got a long show here today, and I want people to understand what it is that we are up against. And so, first of all, Peter Navarro not only, you know, was not only involved in manufacturing and bringing thousands, tens of thousands of jobs here to the United States of America. You know, we're talking about the various trade deals that really Donald Trump fought against to make sure that they changed for the betterment of this country. Peter Navarro was at the pointy end of the spear for that. the military. I would say that Peter also advised a lot on our military capabilities. And President Trump always talks about how he increased the spending and increased the readiness of our military. And I know that Peter was a big part of that, because one of the meetings, and I think Peter would remember this, that he and I had, and I think Steve Bannon was part of it as well, was...
General Flynn, we're heading to a hard break, sir. Can we rejoin you with this?
Absolutely. I want to talk about China, and that will then allow me to jump to what Mike Lindell is doing.
We'll do it right back after the break, folks.
Listening to my own show, it's the most meta day in InfoWars history. You had Alex Jones covering Alex Jones' case live on the air, and now you have Owen Schroyer listening to Owen Schroyer's show. But Mike Lindell, General Flynn, Clay Clark, Peter Navarro, this is incredible. They're about to take over again, and I promise I'm going to step out of the way. But folks, everybody's looking at the news. They're seeing Alex Jones, Alex Jones, Alex Jones. He's all over the news. They're wondering, who is this man? Who is this Alex Jones? It's the perfect time to direct them to Alex's new book, The Great Reset and the War for the World. All the information is in there. They want to make Alex Jones' entire body of work, entire career, all about what's going on in this court case the last 2 weeks. No. That is not Alex Jones' life. That is not Alex Jones' career. That is not Alex Jones' body of work. He fights corruption and exposes government lies, and not to mention the Great Reset and New World Order. That's why that book is so important. Already top on so many Amazon lists right now. Let's keep it at number one. They want to take Alex Jones off the list. Let's keep Alex Jones at number one on the list. Get The Great Reset and The War for the World by Alex Jones. Get it on Amazon, folks. That way we can keep it at number one. All right, Clay Clark, take it back over with the great guests.
Yeah, General Flynn, I have the little ticker here and you don't, so I'm sorry to cut you off, sir. Back to you.
All right. Well, real quick, I just want people to know that there's so much more that Peter Navarro did for this country, for President Donald J. Trump. I mean, this man is an extraordinary patriot. He is absolutely being persecuted unfairly by our, what I call the Department of Justice, an FBI that is so out of control. And I know that Peter's got a book coming out as well. And Peter's going to need some help on legal defense, because I know in spades, you know, these things, they come at us to put pressure on us, to shut us up and to do their bidding. And we're not going to do that. We are done with this nonsense. I am so beyond the nonsense stage of my life. I know Peter Navarro has done that. He has done nothing but provided incredible service to President Donald J. Trump, to this country, and brought so much strength and so much, you know, like an uplifting of who we are as a nation. And now, because of that, he is going to be persecuted. And that's something that I think that Peter clearly understands it, and he's going to need the American public's help to understand it. And I know he's got a great book coming out, and I know we'll you know, Clay, you can give a shout out.
Yeah,
to that.
Well, I'll just say this.
Super important.
I just want to share his housekeeping note here. The reason why General Flynn and I do this Reawaken America tour with Mike Lindell, and we've had Peter make a cameo appearance, is not because we're having a blasty blast, although we do have a blasty blast. It's because we want the American people to hear a no-nonsense answers to their questions.
Unapologetic. We're going to be unapologetic about what we believe in this country. And guys like Peter Navarro, guys like Mike Lindell, guys like Jim Meaton, you know, sitting behind there. I mean, there's so many others that will be on the show here. So, that's the thing. We are done with this bullshit. Excuse my Irish, you know, on this show. And I know Peter feels that way, and many of us feel that way, because we are not going to stand for this. The American people aren't going to stand for it, you know, either. So,
Quick update here for you before we go to Peter. If you want to go to the Reawaken America Tour New York, we have 61 tickets left for the Reawaken America Tour New York. We had to go to 5 different venues to find one that would take us, but we're going to the Reawaken America Tour Rochester, Batavia. Get your tickets at timetofreeamerica.com. Peter, tell us about your new book and what our listeners can learn by reading your new book there, sir.
Well, first of all, I love the name of the tour that Mike has just come up with. It's the Unapology Tour, right? I love that. Okay, so Taking Back Trump's America is basically designed to be the blueprint and battle cry for the MAGA movement to do two things. The ultimate mission is to take back the White House under the banner and flag of Trumpism and Donald Trump. But to get to that, based on my experience, Clay, we're also going to have to first take back the House of Representatives, not just from Nancy Pelosi, but from the Rhino Republicans. And the reason why we need to take back the House first is because what we saw in 2018, and I go over this in the Taking Back Trump's America book, inside the Trump administration, there were a couple of incompetent people who made the very bad decision to focus on the Senate races rather than the House. And when we lost the House in 2018, because of the fecklessness of a couple of Trump people, what happened was Congress weaponized the investigatory powers of Congress unconstitutionally and illegally, and it was the Nixon cuts and Nixon of a thousand cuts, with two impeachments, all these House resolutions that wound up taking Trump down. It contributed to his loss. We can't let that happen again. So the Taking Back Trump's America book really is the mission, and its lesson, its central lesson is that when you put it's bad personality equals not just bad policy, but bad politics. And we had too many people inside the perimeter. It's like Mike Flynn knows this. We had sappers inside the perimeter that basically worked contrary to the Trump agenda, and that cost us. And one of the things, and again, Mike will relate to this, and the reason why it was such a big loss not to have him there, it's like the tough in China agenda. As tough as we were, and I was the last guy standing with the president on this when it was all said and done, we could have been tougher, and we should have been tougher, but we weren't because of people inside that perimeter who were acting like sappers.
Now, Mike, you are close to President Trump right now. You're traveling all around the nation. You went to Alaska recently with President Trump to wake up America to what's going on, to generate some support here for the America First candidates. Tell us what it's like out campaigning with President Donald J. Trump, sir.
It's awesome. I'm speaking at every rally now at the pre-show, and I just enjoy going into the crowd and also the media that's there. In Alaska, it was a whole nother level. It was like they were so appreciative that our great President Donald Trump had come up there, and it was a whole different feeling. It was like every person was the same, and they're going, and they're all, once again, they're telling us in Alaska, you know, we got this ranked choice voting things in our machines up here, and they're very concerned. All the concern across the whole country is are the elections going to be secure, safe, fair, you know? And it's funny because I was with Sarah Palin there, and she said, well, you know what? If they cheat me, at least it will be a kind of a sacrifice that nobody should use this ranked choice voting.
Now, when we come back from the break here, we're going to tap into the wisdom of Dr. Jim Meehan, General Flynn, and Peter Navarro, as well as Mike Lindell. I want to get your guys' thoughts about the future of America. When Trump gets back in office, when you have people like Carrie Lake being the governor of Arizona, when you have America First candidates back in office, what does the future look like? How do we actually take back America? Is it possible? What's the plan on a practical level? What are we going to do to take this nation back? And we've got about 30 seconds before the break, and I challenge everybody right now, can you go to InfoWarsStore.com? Let's go to InfoWars.com. And let's buy something from Alex Jones. Let's support Alex. This legal battle has been epic here.
Locked in a battle for the soul of humanity. It's the War Room with Owen Schroyer.
Watch the live stream at band.video.
Consistently, it was founded by Monkey Box Button here. Now, the monkey comes over for Owen Schroyer right here. My name is Clay Clark. You're filling in for Owen Schroyer. And I want to direct your attention to timetofreeamerica.com for a moment. There's a button here that says the Monkey Box. Okay, it's the Monkey Box button here. Now, the Monkey Box is a outbreak that was predicted and prophesied by this organization called the Nuclear Threat Initiative. Now, the Nuclear Threat Initiative was founded by Ted Turner, the same Ted Turner that built the Georgia Guidestones, the same Ted Turner that brought us CNN, and the same Ted Turner, again, who's consistently has this globalist vision for the world. Well, the monkeypox outbreak was predicted by the Nuclear Threat Initiative 15 months before it happened. So on page 12 of this document, produced by the Nuclear Threat Initiative, it said that there would be a monkeypox outbreak beginning on May 15th of 2020. 2022. This organization is also funded heavily by the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation. And right now, the media is trying to tell us that the monkeypox is a super dangerous outbreak. And Joe Biden yesterday just declared a monkeypox outbreak, a monkeypox emergency related to this outbreak. And so if you go to time2freeamerica.com and you click here on the World Health Organization button, I have a copy of this is the World Health Organization, their pandemic treaty draft. It's a draft copy of the pandemic treaty, which they're just wanting to pass. And so I'd love to get your thoughts on this, Dr. Jim Meehan. You're a doctor in Tulsa. You've treated 10,000 COVID patients with zero deaths. Right. What does this Joe Biden monkeypox emergency declaration mean for America?
Well, it means this is the tools of tyrants are these emergency declarations. This is how tyrants claim powers that they should not have. They usurp power from the people, from the people's representatives. Monkeypox, we have 6,612 cases in the United States. No deaths as of yet. It's spreading amongst gay men that are attending homosexual fetish festivals, as they did in San Francisco at Alley Dore, D-O-R-E. Look it up. They declared a emergency in San Francisco, but not enough of an emergency to call off the Alley Dore Fetish Festival. So meanwhile, we have 100,000 young people dying of fentanyl overdoses every day from fentanyl that's coming from China, flooding our streets across our southern border. We have 1 in 30 children that are being diagnosed with autism. Nobody can figure that out. Where's the damn emergency, Biden, for those kind of things? You got 6,600 people and you're declaring emergency? I declare we know exactly what you're doing. You're a fraud. You're what Sun Tzu would have called an evil leader, burning our nation to the ground so you can rule over the ashes. This is intolerable. Medicine and doctors are waking up all over the place. They declared an emergency for essentially the flu. They declared that they shut down our businesses. They destroyed our lives and our homes. More young people are committing suicide than ever died from COVID-19. It's time that we rise up, become the resistance, and stop this emergency declaration nonsense.
General Flynn, with 6 minutes before the break, I want to get your thoughts on this monkeypox emergency declaration that was declared less than 24 hours ago by the Biden administration.
Yeah, so let me read something to you. This is out of, and it really comes from Peter McCullough, Dr. Peter McCullough, who's also been part of our Reawaken America tour. And it actually comes out of a New England Journal of Medicine report that was recently put out. So this is just a summary of this monkeypox virus. There's about 6,600 suspected cases in the country right now. 98% are from the gay or bisexual community. 41% have had concurrent HIV problems. 95% transmission by sexual activity from this behavior that Jim just talked about, that Dr. Meehan just talked about. 13% have been hospitalized for dermatological or anal genital lesions.
Wow.
No deaths. And the government response is this mass indiscriminate, you know, national emergency. And this has nothing to do with another mad, you know, COVID scare. This has everything to do with deciding on how they are going to further control our lives. And the timing for this is so important for everybody to understand as we go into a probably the most consequential election in our nation's history.
True.
Is this coming November. So don't think that the timing of this is just happenstance. The timing of this is so vitally important, and it's vitally important for everybody to understand, because the federal government, and again, I want to make sure that we, because Peter knows this, Peter understands this, Michael Lindell understands this clearly. These people at the federal government and the Department of Justice and the FBI and the intelligence community, and clearly in the White House and many in the Department of Defense and other agencies and activities of our federal government, they know, and this is really the Washington, D.C. cabal, this globalist group of people, they know that they need control over our lives. So what does that mean? That means that they are going to be talking about, I guarantee you, the scenario is already out there. They're going to be talking about how we can have either a completely changed election or no election. There's already some people on the right out of the, I think it's out of the New York Times, writing about canceling the election.
Come on.
Or making it so nobody can go to a voting day election. That's one of the reasons why Carrie Lake won out in Arizona, because people overwhelmed the voting on voting day. This administration wants everybody to mail everything in. This is about control and about power. And one of the things I think in Peter's new book that's going to come out, it's kind of an inside outside. That's the way I'll describe it, Peter. You can talk about it in a different way. But it's like, we got to talk about the international aspects of what we're facing. China clearly is the number one priority up there. But inside, we have got to have massive, and I mean massive, government reform. We have got to break apart this deep state, this bureaucratic state. I call it the security state. So, and
General Flynn,
what we're going to do.
With 2.5 minutes before the break here, I want to go to Peter Navarro and Mike Lindell. Start with Peter first. Peter, what do we need to know about this monkeypox emergency declaration? How do you see it playing out, sir?
The lessons, Clay, here, I think, go to the experience we've had now with the COVID vaccine, and it should scare all of us. We now know that Pfizer knew early on a couple of things. One, that vaccine could harm the reproductive cycle of women, yet they suppressed it. And even more important, Pfizer knew that the vaccine was not anywhere near 100% effective. Yet they used those lies and those lies of omission down the chain to eventually push people out of the workforce because of a forced vax passport policy. And the thing that bugs me the most, Clay, and this is what I worry with the monkeypox thing down the line, are they going to be demanding all our children be given this new vaccine like they're doing with the COVID vaccine? And the COVID vaccine, to be clear, can harm young male teenagers with myocarditis and young females in terms of their reproductive cycle. And it's the mentality, Mike Flynn is absolutely right. This is deeply embedded in the healthcare bureaucracies, healthcare, that's a poor word, the healthcare bureaucracies in this town. Basically, they want to use their power to create an authoritarian system, which is based ultimately on bad science. And of course, at the top of that pyramid is a guy who belongs in jail, not as the highest paid government employee. He is Tony Fauci.
Now, when we get back for the break, I want to tap into Mike Lindell's wisdom on this, but I encourage everybody, pick up a copy of the book called Taking Back Trump's America. It's Peter Navarro's newest book there. I encourage everybody to be wide awake, watch the climate emergency, and watch the monkeypox emergency. And even more important, if you'll go to timetofreeamerica.com and you click on the World Health Organization button, there's a copy there of the World Health Organization Pandemic Treaty. And if you read this document, it is absolutely terrifying, the powers that would be given to the World Health Organization in the event that that document is signed. So I need everybody to be praying, standing fast, and fighting for our freedom. We've got to get involved. We've got to take this country back. We'll come back after the break. My name is Clay Clark, filling in for Owen Schroyer and Alex Jones.
We brought the game.
Stand again, as this just in, folks, Joe Biden has declared a monkeypox emergency. And because I think a lot of people who listen to this show probably have a sound mind, you probably haven't spent a lot of your time on the World Health Organization YouTube channel. But I went there for you, so you don't have to go to the World Health Organization YouTube channel. And I have a highlight. This is one of their top experts here. This is Dr. Colezzo McAfain of Harvard. And they ask him, what does the world need to know about monkeypox? And this is what he has to say.
Weeks into the epidemic, without a global plan of action, I think people should consider that. The second thing about talking about homophobia and having to care about how, why the monkeypox outbreak is concentrated among men who have sex with men is really a question, a concern that people who are ordinary people don't understand the way that gay and bi men have sex, or that they don't understand why they have sex. They don't understand why they have group sex. They don't understand why they have sex if they know that sex bears some risk to their health and possibly their lives. And I think...
just to recap, he just said that the most important thing that we need to know about monkeypox is that we don't know
why they have sex,
yeah.
group sex, gay sex, bisex, and how they have sex, even though it may cause their death. These are the geniuses that seek to lead us forward. This is the World Health Organization. Meanwhile, Biden is calling a monkeypox emergency for everybody, and even the people that don't engage in that risky behavior. So that being said, they're going to try to use it to stop a fair election. And nobody knows more about election fraud than my good friend, the founder of MyPillow, Mike Lindell. Welcome back, sir.
Thank you. And I wanna say something that General Flynn said there. We talk about Carrie Lake, and one of the things, she overran the algorithms because the people in Arizona went and they voted in person. And when those votes started rolling in, she passed up, got up to 12,000 votes up, and they stopped it and tried to cheat, couldn't figure out a way to do it. So thus she wins. I will tell you this, everybody. That's exactly what they're doing. And they're trying to weaponize a big fraud thing with this monkeypox to do mail-in voting again. There is one state, everyone needs to hear this. The state of Utah is no same-day voting. It's all mail-in. And what we've done with our cyber guys have looked at this. It's a straight line of pure fraud. There's no mix. You know, here you get the... here you get the fraud, and then you get the good votes, and you mix them together, and you got these lines.
On yourself?
Well, in Utah, it's nobody votes. It's just, well, let's see, who do we want to win? It's a selection, not an election play, and that's where we're at in this country. The machines have to go. There's no other way around it. You don't get your country back. Once the machines are completely here, your country's gone. They're never going to vote out the machines that got them selected. So all of this is a buildup. They're trying to do a rerun of 2020, and it's disgusting. But we're in a great place. I think the people in this country were on to all of it. And we know you got to get rid of the machines, same-day voting, paper ballots, and hand-counted. France did it. We can do it. It's very easy. And I was with a guy the other day, or a gal, I was doing a hearing down in Louisiana, and this lady says, she says, well, you know what? We can do without the paper because for the environment. And I said, well, you know what? We're going to recycle. We're going to melt down the machines and turn them into prison bars. Very simple.
Now, Peter Navarro, I want to get your thoughts on this. This is just something I've been thinking about a lot. We know that President Donald J. Trump had received over 80 million votes. We're led to believe that Joe Biden is supposed to be America's most popular candidate of all time. Think about that for a second. But that means a lot of Americans didn't vote. And what I'm seeing right now is I'm seeing a lot of people in my life. And again, this might be just me, it's data that I want to hear. But a lot of people that I know who've been apolitical have noticed that the cost of gas has doubled since Trump left office. They're noticing the cost of avocados has gone up. The cost of everything has gone up. They're seeing jobs disappearing. They're seeing, and a lot of people that were apolitical are now waking up and saying, what can I do? I believe we do have an opportunity for a red wave. Peter, what do you see as the path forward here to take back our country, sir?
Economically, we're in a stagflationary crisis, the likes of which we've not seen since the 1970s. When I was within the White House with President Trump for the whole 4 years, we had a very clear economic plan that got us the strongest economy in modern history with zero inflation and energy independence. And everything we did was structural in nature. The standard traditional Republican stuff was the tax cuts and the deregulation. And the energy. But the transformational part of the Trump agenda is really the end to endless wars, the secure borders, and above all, economically, fair trade, not just free trade, to bring our manufacturing home. And what Joe Biden did was systematically and very quickly, for the old feckless fool he is, dismantle every single one of those structural growth drivers, Clay. Oh. And we have now soaring inflation. We have an economy which has a low unemployment rate, but a lot because a lot of people have left the labor force because of things like forced vax policies. But we have a negative growth rate, which is costing us trillions of dollars in government revenues. And it, you ask me what the solution is, it's the Trump policy. But in order to get the Trump policies, you got to get Trump back in 2024. First of all, you got to get Trump Republicans controlling the Congress in 2022. I mean, and I think your observation that a lot of people have been sitting out our political system. I mean, voter turnout goes up the worse things get. And so let's hope we have that 100 seat flood in 2022 and we end the Democratic Party as we know it. I go back to the beginning. The Taking Back Trump's America book is a blueprint and battle cry to get that done, to take back the House and the White House in the name of Donald Trump's economic plans and national security plans. And that's what we got to do, Clay. And action, action, action is the key in the Taking Back Trump's America book. Get involved. Kerry Lake. Kerry Lake's going to have a tough, tough battle in Arizona to win in November. We get her in, that's going to be a good thing, along with Blake Masters there. In Michigan, the Secretary of State race is going to be critical to getting a fair count there, because that election was stolen in 2020 in Michigan. So I say to your viewers and listeners, Clay, get involved. Action, 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 sir.
Now, General Flynn, one of the things that we do at Reawaken America Tour is we try to educate everybody about election fraud, medical fraud, religious fraud. And you and I go out there and try to meet as many people as we can. And what I find, and by the way, we have just under 50 tickets left now for the Reawaken America Tour, Batavia, Rochester. We may sell out during this show. Get those tickets at time2freeamerica.com, New York there. But what I find is people tell me, I ask them, I say, what'd you learn day one? And they go, I had no idea that election fraud was happening. I had no idea that medical fraud was happening. They say, Clay, I have no idea who Yuval Noah Harari is. I have no idea who he is. I didn't know who Tedrock was. I didn't know who Klaus Schwab was. I have no idea who these people are. And I say, well, that's why I have to put Bill Gates on a stick here. I got to get Yuval Noah Harari. And people say, I have no idea. And generally, what we try to do is empower people, inspire people, connect with people. Mike Lindell's going to be there. Sean Foyt, the praise and worship leader, is going to be there. We've got the incredible prophets there. Amanda Grace is in the house. We've got Pastor Leon Benjamin. And we have employers that are looking to hire people that do not require the COVID-19 vaccines. General Flynn, for somebody out there thinking about coming to one of these events, why do people have to get off the sofa and get involved?
It's just like what Mike Lindell was just highlighting about this most recent elections, and in particular the example in a place like Utah, which is just, to me, is totally out of control. People have got to get out and vote. You cannot sit there and say, well, you know, I don't trust the system, I don't like it. No. The reason why Kerry Lake, and Kerry Lake's a great example, but there are many others across the country who are now going to go into the general election. As Peter Navarro just said, we want to have this giant 100-seat wave or whatever. We want to have a giant, giant tidal wave going into the elections in November, and we want to have it by voter turnout. People have got to show up. People should also, in the local level, I use this phrase, local action has a national impact. People need to be screaming about these machines. We have got to get rid of the machines. The second thing is, we need to be screaming about this mail-in ballot nonsense. It's so unconstitutional. It's so filled with fraud. I'm okay with absentee ballots, so don't tell me about what absentee ballots are. I spent almost 3.5 decades in the military and voted by absentee ballot when I was deployed overseas. You know, that system is fine. I registered, they had to confirm my signature. And the other thing I think is for local level, people that are listening that are in towns and counties or parishes around the country, go and pressure your election officials to clean up the registration rolls, the voter registration rolls. Go clean the damn things up. There are people that are dead. There are people that are no longer living there. There are people that are no longer registered. They're registered somewhere else.
You were headed into
InfoWars. We've been vindicated. We've been proven.
Here for Owen Schroyer. It's a little bit crazy here in the studio. We've got a live dog in the studio behind us here. I've got General Flynn, and I want to make sure everyone knows what I'm talking about. What I'm talking about right now is how to find a job that doesn't require the COVID-19 vaccines. And so when you go to one of the Reawaken America Tour events, General Flynn and I are very passionate about providing practical solutions. We don't want you just to come to an event and get fired up. We want you to leave with actual solutions so that way you can go home and say, okay, now that I know about election fraud, medical fraud, religious fraud, but now, you know, how can I find a job?
And so what we've put together here for you, if you go to timetofreeamerica.com, we have a button here that says find jobs that don't require the COVID-19 vaccines. And if you click here, it's like a non-deep state version of LinkedIn or Indeed. And you can go here and you can find employers that are hiring in all 50 states that don't require a COVID-19 vaccine. And General Flynn, you probably met a lot of the vendors that come to these events. We have hospitals that come to these events. We have machine shops that are looking to hire people that don't require these RNA modifying nanotechnology shots. General Flynn, I don't put you up as a medical expert or anything, but why do you think the average person doesn't want to put RNA modifying nanotechnology shots inside their body, sir?
Oh, first of all, give me a thumbs up if you can hear me, because I had to switch my ear. Okay, good. Yeah, you know, one of the things that I heard Dr. Malone say this, Dr. Malone is a world-renowned expert. He's just an incredible guy. When I listened to him talking about how and what mRNA did, it modifies, essentially, it connects to our DNA. So all of us have a different DNA. That's sort of how God created us. We're all different. But this mRNA, the modification of the RNA, it connects to your DNA, and then it modifies your actual who you are. And as you and I know, Clay, and Klaus Schwab, who's the head of the World Economic Forum, has said, it doesn't change anything around you. It changes you, right? I mean, you do a much better impersonation than me. But that's what it does. And I think people need to, a lot of older people, I feel so bad because Clay and I, and I'll say it on this show, in our we just had a friend of ours that we grew up with that just was a great athlete, recently died while he was out exercising. And we know it's from a blood clot. And we know that, in his case, he decided to go the four-vax route because, you want to believe the government, you want to believe your doctor.
Yeah.
So a lot of these doctors are benefiting from pharmaceutical companies. And I hate to say it like this, because it's like, people are going to go, oh, you're crazy. This is conspiracy. No, it's not. This is very real. And that's what this mRNA thing is it modifies the, Dr. Harari says, under the skin. It modifies under the skin. And what that does is it begins to change what your body is capable of withstanding. And it's not good for us. It is not good.
Now, we've had, to my right, this is Ryan Wimpy. He's the founder of Tip Top Canine. And so far, Ryan has helped, a dozen people find a job that doesn't require a COVID-19 vaccine, actually own their own business. And so people go to tiptopcanine.com and they're saying, I got to get out of my government job and I want to own my own business. How does that work, sir?
Yeah, so we help people set up dog training franchises. So basically, they can start their own business. We do all the back-end support. We do the SEO, the AdWords. We have a call center. We do their billing. And then we train them, too.
Now, just getting into the brass tacks, but how much money does it cost if somebody wants to get a tip-top canine?
Yeah, the cost is $43,000, and they get to decide basically the hours they work and what vaccines they put in their body.
So 45 grand or less, you can own your own business.
That's
how long does the training take?
The training is 6 weeks. It's pretty intense, but we're training them in a new trade.
And so the guy in Dallas, what was he doing before he started training dogs?
He was a mortgage breaker, and then his wife was a graphic designer.
What about the homeboy in Idaho?
There was a cop, part-time cop, and then his wife did like two different jobs.
What about Oklahoma City?
Oklahoma City, he was a youth pastor before. Zero sales experience whatsoever.
Now, Tennessee, I know what happened there. One of my employees left here to go work for you to open up a tip-top canine franchise. But again, folks, whether you want to open up your own business or just find a job that doesn't require the COVID-19 vaccine, just go to timetofreeamerica.com. Fill out the form right here at Find Jobs That Don't Require the COVID-19 Vaccines. My name's Clay Clark. That's Darryl Flynn. That's Ryan Wimpy. And we'll be back after the break. Stay. My name is Clay Clark. I'm filling in here for Owen Troyer today with General Flynn. I also have Dr. Jim Meehan to my right. Dr. Jim Meehan has treated over 10,000 COVID-19 patients with zero deaths. But before we get into what we can do to protect our immune systems and to fight back if we think we have COVID-19 or some other gain-of-function virus, I want to give a few shout-outs here. So, Carter, can you pass me you want to read out some of the names here? Do you have the mic there? This is the mic right here. So, Carter, if you can hop on here real quick here. And just to hop on in so we can see it.
Oh, yeah.
These are people right now who are watching right now who went to timetofreeamerica.com to request a ticket. We have just under 50 tickets remaining to the Reawaken America Tour. And if you request a ticket right now, the next buyer, we're going to give you a backstage pass to the Reawaken America Tour, a backstage pass to the Reawaken America Tour. And if things go well, you may have your own porta potty. No promises on the porta potty, but we will give you a backstage pass. So, Carter, give us a shout out. Tell us who just filled out the form and requested some tickets.
All right, I got five shout outs. I got Kevin from Buffalo.
Kevin from Buffalo. And by the way, we're not going to divulge all your personal info. We're just going to give out your name, your home address, and your social security number. Is that right? That's it?
Yeah, I got the
social security. Okay, so who's the next shout out here?
Jim from Albany.
Jim from Albany. Okay, who else there? Yep.
Janet from Troy.
Come on now.
Jacob from Unknown.
Jacob from Unknown. Jacob's protecting his identity.
Oh, yeah.
Let's read his last name. Just kidding. Okay, keep going.
And then I got one more right now. I got Beverly from Rochester. I got a bunch more out there. I didn't bring them in with me.
Now, real quick, Carter, for people out there, well, then we're going to get to Dr. Meehan here. People are saying, I don't understand this event. I don't understand how I can go to timetofreeamerica.com and I can name my price. I don't understand how that works. They're saying it's a little confusing. I don't get it. I've never heard of anything like this. My wife and I were talking about this, and she was saying, how's that going to work again? I said, my theory is this. Everybody in America deserves to know the truth, and a lot of people have lost almost everything this year. A lot, the middle class has been just absolutely crushed. And so if you go to timetofreeamerica.com and you request tickets here for the Rochester event, we have Rochester coming up here next week. Then we're going to Washington, Idaho in September, and then we're going to Pennsylvania in October. If you request those tickets, the lineup is going to be epic. I mean, first off, we're going to get you Cash Patel, General Flynn, Mike Lindell, Tim Brewer, Eric Trump, Dr. Mikovits, Kevin Sorbo, Rashid Batar, Lee Dundas, Brian Artis, Jim Meehan. And it's going to be an incredible event. We've got Trisha Lindsay, the attorney, Pastor Mark Burns, and the media has said it's a racist event. Now, I was thinking about it. It could be the climate emergency that's causing some of our speakers to have their skin darkened quickly. But I believe Pastor Mark Burns here happens to not be white. I believe Trisha Lindsay happens to not be white. I believe Kevin Jenkins happens to not be white. My wife's very good friend, Stella Emanuel, I believe she's not white, but I struggle there, Meehan. Do they appear to be non-white
people? We have a lot of diversity, that Americans are Americans.
Unbelievable. So Carter.
We got Indians, Serbians, we got Hispanics, we got Irish, we got Italians, we've got South Carolinians.
People want to request a ticket there, Carter. How does the pricing work? If I'm saying, listen, buddy, I'm down to my last $50. How does that work?
Oh, yeah. So we have our VIP package. Those are $500. We have general admission at $250. And then we have what's called our scholarship tickets.
Yep.
So we can get you in there no matter what. It doesn't matter. We want you there.
And if I get a scholarship ticket, am I sitting by the porta potties or am I sitting in general admission? Where are you putting me?
Oh, you're going to sit in general admission. We want you there. We want you to hear the truth. So we want to get you a good seat.
Okay, so everybody can afford to go. And by the way, folks, if you want faster service, you can text my number, which I put on this cup. It's 918-851-0102. That's my phone number. You just text the number, 918-851-0102. Before we go to Dr. Meehan, General Flynn, what kind of people are coming out to this Reawaken America tour? Are you seeing a bunch of conspiracy theorists, or are you meeting some good people? Tell us about the people you're meeting at the tour.
Yeah, first of all, we have people from all walks of life, from all political sides. I mean, we have Democrats, Libertarians, Independents, Progressives, you know, Conservatives. I mean, we have people from all walks of life. We actually have people who are just looking to hear the truth. When you talk about the array of people, and there's probably another, you know, you could go on for an hour to talk about the great people that we have attending from. Again, from sort of all walks of life, right? From all over the country, in some cases, all over the world. So the people that are coming to join us and participate or to just hear, you know, the truth, to hear this sort of unapologetic truth that is coming out of the Reawaken America Tour. And that's honestly, they're from everywhere. And they also represent, and I know in some of the places that we have been, we have had people from all 50 states show up. So the one up in upstate New York, I guarantee we're going to have people from the entire Northeast region. We will have people come up from as far down as Florida. We'll have people come from as far west as probably Kansas, maybe even have some folks come from California. So people are coming from all over the country to hear the truth, and they come from all walks of life. So, that, you know, it's wide open.
Now, Dr. Meehan, I'm going to play this clip here. This comes to us from Stu Peters. Stu Peters broke this story here. This would be July 22nd, 2022 here. For some reason,
screen thread, but you can listen to it. Here we go.
Unstoppable, July 22nd, 2022, for the Stu Peters Show. My name is Stu. Well, the world took a big step, a massive step toward the Great Reset yesterday. The World Health Organization concluded the second meeting of its new intergovernmental negotiating body. This panel, the IMB, is drafting a so-called pandemic treaty. And after this week's meeting, they announced openly what their plan for that treaty is. It's not going to be a set of guidelines. It's not going to be a statement of intentions, no. The representatives at WHO said that they want this pandemic treaty to be legally binding on every WHO member country. And if that's what they do, then when this treaty arrives, goodbye, Constitution. So long, Bill of Rights.
Now, folks, you can read the document yourself by going to timetofreeamerica.com and clicking on the World Health Organization button, the World Health Organization button at timetofreeamerica.com. But, sir, you've been tracking, I mean, for well over a decade, two decades, the funding of Bill and Melinda Gates and their control over the World Health Organization and China's connection to Tedros. Break it down for us. Help us understand the World Health Organization.
Well, it's a, you know, it's a captured entity at this point. We've it is primarily being run by the CCP out of China, Bill Gates, and they are calling all the shots there. Tedros is a puppet. I mean, take the monkeypox situation, for example. So they had a committee, a 15-person committee that voted 9-6 to not declare a monkeypox emergency. Tedros ignored that, declared it anyway. That's a captured entity that is doing the work of its masters. Its masters are the CCP, Bill Gates. In the United States, our public health is completely captured. The FDA's approval of the emergency use authorization of Pfizer and Moderna for children was criminal. It was absolutely criminal. They keep any of the committee members in these committees with the FDA that objects, that votes against it, they get replaced. We are seeing a mass exodus from the CDC of doctors and scientists that see what's going on, that see the regulatory capture, and everybody is, they're done with it. And I don't know what it takes for America to see this. Maybe you got to come to the Reawaken America tour and learn what all of us are learning. We learn more every single time. You need to buy these books. Buy Alex Jones's book, buy 100 of them, start sharing them in your community. Because if we do not protect our warriors, the point of the spear are warriors like General Michael Flynn, Mike Lindell, Peter Navarro, Alex Jones. They're taking us out. In the medical community, it's people like Pierre Corey, Peter McCullough. They're trying to take us out. They've been silencing us. Yep. And it's the censorship that has allowed
us to watch it. Dr. Simone Gold is one.
Absolutely. She's in jail right now.
I want to say one positive thing about Dr. Simone Gold. A little positive. Pick me up, maybe, okay?
Yeah.
Before she went to prison, I called. I said, can I pray for you? And we had a great conversation. I won't get into all the details, but just a bold woman. I said, we're going to pray for you. And when you get out, can we have a you're out of prison party at our final event? Can we do that? Because I want to honor you. I want to celebrate you. I want it to be like a wedding, like a prom, like a birthday, like an anniversary, like just next level. And she said, I would be honored to do, yes. And so we're going to celebrate her. But anybody out there right now, pray for Dr. Simone Gold. The way that she was sentenced was nefarious. How long she was sentenced was nefarious. The whole thing is nefarious. And she's a person who wants nothing but to give you medical freedom and to make sure that you don't die of an easily treatable disease.
We got to support them. You know, the action steps are the following. Buy these books. That's their legal defense. These people that are fighting for you, help support them. Buy products from Alex Jones. Buy the books of Peter Navarro. Buy Mike Lindell's products. They're amazing, by the way. But you've got to get active, because if we don't stand on the line right now, our families are done. Our children are going to be enslaved.
And we're back after the break.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, Owen Schroyer back here with you. I've been taking care of some things here at the office, listening to Clay Clark hosting the show. It's been a great show so far. A lot more to come, but I had to come on air quickly and play this clip. Now, we don't really do infighting here, all right? So let me just be clear. We don't do infighting here, but we tell the truth. We tell it like it is. And a lot of people were asking why we weren't at CPAC this year, which is in Texas, not far from here, in Dallas. And I just have to tell people honestly, they don't let us there. They don't let us get a booth. Last time I went to CPAC, they had security physically remove me from the event. So, okay, fine. CPAC doesn't want to there. All right, that's fine. Well, Marjorie Taylor Greene is at CPAC, and she was just speaking moments ago, and God bless Marjorie Taylor Greene for saying this on a CPAC stage just moments ago.
At the same time, Sarah, you want to know something? Like somebody like Alex Jones, who did